When I was younger, way back in grade school, my grade school days, one of my favorite shows to watch was Star Trek. Yeah? And when it came on, usually came on, I think it was Wednesday nights, I'd sit there in the living room and imagine myself as one of the crew members on the Starship Enterprise. Me and Kirk, side by side. Seeking out strange new worlds, new life, and new civilizations, and yes, boldly going where no man, and today we're supposed to say no woman, had ever gone before. And when the show ended and I'd get up and look around, there I was still in my living room. But that didn't keep me from continuing to imagine that. That desire to go farther and deeper into the unknown, it's innate in all of us. And when we hear Jesus in our gospel today say to Peter and those in the boat with him, put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch. If we listen really, really good to that, we can hear his words tugging on our own hearts. Yes, to go out into the deep for what he has for us. All of us throughout our lives want to go deeper. Maybe not on a lake, in a boat with a fishing net, or maybe, who knows, but there is always somewhere, something in our lives that calls us to go deeper. Relationships are usually one of those. Maybe with your husband, your wife, your son or your daughter, mother or father, might even be just a good friend, a co-worker, or a fellow student. It might also be an activity that you enjoy to do, that you enjoy. Playing a musical instrument, maybe a piano or a guitar, something like that. Painting pictures, something artistic, or playing a sport. I enjoy tennis. We might also enjoy history or science or computers or even just collecting something. Whatever it is, going deeper into the knowing and the experiencing of it is a deep part of being a human being, a human person. It's how God created us. It's what moves us. What Jesus was inviting Peter to today, to go deeper into, it was not necessarily the knowledge or the experience of fishing better. Peter probably already knew all about that, seeing how he was a fisherman by trade. No, what Jesus was inviting Peter to was into, he was inviting him into a relationship with a living God. It's a relationship that would deeply and completely free him from all that bound him and kept him from knowing the fullness of life that God had created him for. From all of his fears and insecurities, he'd be released. All of his failures and all of his weaknesses. And as a result, his sinfulness also, which is really what was holding him down, was the real bondage in his life. Many people today, as we probably know, find themselves no different than Peter today, as we see Peter in that point of his life. They are fully aware of their desire and their need to know and to experience life in a deep and fulfilling way. They hunger and they thirst for this. But all of these signposts that used to point us in the direction of true lasting and fulfillment for all of this, it's all been changed. They now point us away from and toward, they point us away from that and instead toward an even deeper disappointment, discouragement, and brokenness. Now, how long has it been since prayer and even the Pledge of Allegiance was taken out of our public school systems? And we can see the result of that. What we all need, even those of us who consider ourselves today people of faith, is what Jesus is offering Peter in this gospel today. Again, a relationship with him that truly satisfies what we are all really truly longing for and want to go deep into. And that is to know who we are, loved unconditionally by God the Father and redeemed by His Son Jesus, and why we are, to learn to love one another just as He has loved us. Today, as I spoke to our children, Jesus is offering us just that, and He's inviting us with Peter to go on a fishing trip with Him, the greatest of all fishing trips, out into the deep waters of this world with Him to catch the souls of all people everywhere. And it is here in the celebration of the Eucharist today that He gives us the best bait of all to do that, His very own life within us. That will be the attraction, if we allow it to. So the question is, today when we leave, are we going to go on this trip with Him? And speaking of going out into the deep, Steve, I believe, is going to come up. Steve, are you out there? There he is. He's going to come up here and talk to us about the Archbishop's annual appeal.